This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Less than 2 months away from leftists saying, "Not my president." Welcome, friends of the Kevin Jackson Show. I have great news for you today. Not good news, great news. And it isn't me blowing sunshine up your Komodo. It's just things that I've observed and probably the reason why you're here and why you listen to the KevinJacksonShow.com. Yeah, we have so many good things happening. I don't know if you saw this, but the Hunter Biden report is out by the Senate. Oh, scathing. Just in time for what? What's that? The October surprise? Huber has got to be zeroing in on some of this stuff. I mean, are you seeing that they tried to destroy computers at the FBI when they got the Wiener email scandal going? You remember that? Anthony Wiener's laptop? Hillary Clinton's assistant's scandalous husband? Showing pictures to teenagers? That Anthony Wiener? Yeah, maybe he'll live it down. I hope he does. People deserve second, third, fourth chances even if they can get their act together. But wow, the more we learn about these crooked Obama administration people, the worse it gets for them. Whew, it's getting ugly out there. I'm going to prove to you that the Democrats are not nearly as popular as they want you to believe. I'm going to prove to you today, yet again, on the KevinJacksonShow.com, that the Democrats are lying about everything. They lie about WHO flu statistics. They lie about tax policy. They lie about, everything. Bloomberg out there, what's he doing? He's in the slave auction. Bloomberg wants to buy black votes. Maybe we'll get into that. We'll talk about some of the silly things that these municipalities are doing, these leftist mayors, while people are dying in the streets. While we have things like the WHO flu, oh my God, it's killing us. We got things like that to be concerned about, and you know what? They don't seem to care. I'll show you that. I'm going to tell you what a cop friend of mine said. That it's going to warm your hearts. It's going to warm your little American hearts. So I'm glad you tuned in today. I'm glad you decided to spend a little time with me because I promise I'm not going to waste your time. You want to begin? Let's begin. I don't know if should we begin with this news? Sports? See, sports is a metaphor for life. That's what I was told growing up. Kevin, when you play baseball, it's a team sport. You know, if anybody doesn't have it together, the team suffers. You know, just because you have a great game doesn't mean that the team wins. You know, there's all these metaphors in baseball. You know, you get three strikes. Don't worry about it. That's why they give you three. You know, you get it. I don't have to tell you. Whether it's soccer, whether it's basketball, team sport, or track and field. Kevin, it's track and field. Now, it can be a team sport because you need the points, but it's all you on that track, right? Your team didn't lose the 100-meter dash. You did. So either you're going to work hard and get over it, or you're going to go lick your wounds. Martial arts, something I was proficient in. Once you decide to strap it on, put in the mouthpiece and the cup and get in the ring, baby, it's you. It ain't the coach. It ain't the audience. It ain't your friends, your family, your girlfriend, or whatever. It's you out there doing it. So there's all these things happening, all these, you know, metaphors, if you will, and every single sport teaches you about life. Why? Because it teaches you, you work hard, you'll get in the game. I don't care what color you are. I don't care what gender you are. If you show proficiency, if you show that you're willing to work hard, you've seen the movies. They don't make movies about proficiency in accounting. They make movies about proficiency in sports. They, Rudy, right? The kid that tried. Didn't have any of the physical attributes, but he tried. Did you cry during Rudy? I cried during Rudy. Okay, if you cried during Rudy, don't feel bad. What about Brian's song? Brian Piccolo, the white dude who wanted to be a running back. I mean, come on. You want to talk about a kid with an impossible dream? We make movies about these people. The meritocracy of it all. What movies are you going to make in the year 2100 when there are no more oppressed black people? You know, it's like Bill Burr said, we're down to swimming. Black people are swimming. You know, what was that movie they made where the black swim team couldn't even practice because they had no water in the pool? I mean, it's getting ridiculous. Oh, my gosh. So we have these meritocracies out there. The meritocracies are supposed to be things that sport teaches you meritocracy. And I'm going to get into the stats here in a bit because we're going to run out of time. But it's supposed to teach you about meritocracy, about working hard, about overcoming, about somebody saying you're too small, you're too short, Muggsy Bogues, to play in the NBA. You're too short, Spud Webb, to play in the NBA. You're too little, Doug Flutie, to be a quarterback in the NFL. And I could go on. You're too black to play hockey, Kevin, and you can't skate. You skate like a pig on ice. That one, they got me, okay? But all these things are supposed to teach you something. They're supposed to teach you that when you find that inner strength, that thing within yourself that makes you want to do better, that makes you want to make somebody go, you know, oh my gosh, I had no idea. That's what it's supposed to do. You're supposed to be on Maury, going back to that coach that told you you were too little or too ugly or too fat or too whatever, and say, yeah, coach, what about me now? I'm Maury. Look at me now. I play in the NFL. I play in the NBA. I can dunk a basketball over a 15-foot giant. I don't know what it's supposed to be, but it's supposed to teach you that. You're too dumb to be a physicist or a computer engineer or whatever, a doctor. There's always some story that's supposed, and Americans are built to overcome this. That's what we're trained to do. It is now part of the American DNA. They call it what, people? What? Come on, white people, help me out here. The American spirit. That's what they call it. You're supposed to have that, no matter what. So what's happening? Leftists want to beat that out of you. Oh, your president. He's not my president. The best president probably in history. And I don't say that lightly because I'm a real Lincoln fan and I'm a real Reagan fan for obvious reasons. But Donald Trump, save the Civil War, is got to be up there. And you know what? I'm even a huge George Washington fan. I know that's going to make some of those 1619ers a little upset that a black man actually likes George Washington. But I'm just saying, that they're trying to beat this out of you and your kids because they got to make you hate this country. They got to make you hate its leader. They got to make you hate yourself, white people, because how dare you be born with that white skin, that pasty white skin, fish belly white alabaster skin. How dare you? But yeah, we got a lot to talk about. Hey, Biden has said that he told the press to go home at 9:22 a.m. He was done for the day. We'll be back. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com. We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I ended the segment, the last segment, talking about Joe Biden ending his day at 9:22 a.m. I want to see how this guy handles the debates, which are coming up, folks. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. Any Vegas odds on Joe Biden suddenly getting sick? Maybe an attack of amnesia? It's going to be fun to watch. 844-551-8255. 9:22 a.m., he says to the press, "Hey, you know, you need to go home. I'm done for the day. I've had a long day. I've been up since 7. I put in a whole 2 hours. I mean, can you imagine Donald Trump not working a full day? This dude is a workaholic. I tell you, don't be surprised if Donald Trump ends his second term and he looks like he's 40. The dude's made a deal with the devil, but it's a good deal. It's kind of like what I said with old McConnell. He's a hypocrite, but he's our hypocrite. And you know what? McConnell's not really a hypocrite. I'm talking about in this Senate, this SCOTUS vote, right? This SCOTUS vote. When Democrats control the Supreme Court, they play games. Why shouldn't we? This is why I keep telling you guys. Don't, you know, we have every reason to not worry about what the Democrats think. We don't have to concern ourselves with that. the nonsense of, oh my gosh, it was Ginsburg's dying wish. Like it's Make-A-Wish Foundation.
If I could just get my dying wish and not let Donald Trump recommend someone to replace me.
Well, you should have done it during the time of Obama, baby. That's all I got to say. Baby, glad Jesus could have replaced you. But you didn't want to do it. So now the Democrats got to pay the price. We don't pay that price. The Democrats got to pay that price. Hey, it's not what I wanted to talk about. And I don't know how long this segment's going to last. So we'll go, because I'm just saying there's a lot of data here and there's a lot of things that we need to digest. But I was talking about meritocracy earlier. And I want to cover some of these other topics in between because I don't want you to think that we're not going to have this very robust show. You're going to get your money's worth, okay, people out there? Anyway, Ellen Strauss at The Atlantic, I'm reading this, has been upfront about the issue of activism driving the fans off of sports. Here's what I'll ask you. I'll ask you this question to begin the segment. Well, we've already begun, but you know what I'm saying. Do you know who's in the NBA Finals? Because I don't. I don't know who's in the NBA Finals. I don't know the status of football. I don't even know who played last weekend. I don't know scores. I don't know highlights. Major League Baseball, haven't watched in any of it. I'm just letting you know how much I have said I'm done with these clowns. And I believe you are too. Because I have these numbers and it is insane. God bless you all for boycotting sports and letting these high-paid activists know that you don't have to, you can put your dollar wherever you want. So here's what she says. Or he says, Ethan Strauss, sorry. He says, I think that when you talk to a lot of people who aren't within the media, people maybe where their politics don't line up 100% with what's being evinced. Yeah, a lot of people are turned off by it. Now, it can be shown that Strauss was more correct. A recent Gallup poll shows that in the past year, Americans have taken a largely negative view towards professional sports. Now, I'm going to tell you, personal, I've said years ago, I think it's insane that we put so much emphasis in something so, you know, it wasn't. And I'm going to back this up by saying I used to feel good about sports. But once I was hanging out with the Cowboys and they lost and I was more disappointed than they were, I remember my feeling of how can I care about it more than the guys that are making millions of dollars? And that was the click, the switch that flipped for me. But it got worse. It got worse when they started introducing the social justice element into sports. And I started noticing it little by little. But, of course, Kaepernick brought it to the fore. And at that point, it became, screw the NFL. Then when the NBA took it over, I was like, okay, I can drop another sport. Not that I was a huge fan, but I would watch it. I cared about it. I wanted to know who was going to win, who lost, whatever. And, of course, anybody that would shut down LeBron James and Stephen Curry, I was happy. Because, again, they were the big mouths. And then it permeated into Major League Baseball, which I thought was going to be immune to it. And we thought hockey was going to let it go, and they didn't. So now it was like, screw professional sports. And I think that that's what's happened to many of us, is we're saying, okay, if you no longer, if all this is going to be about is you lying, you trying to buy the lie that we're being sold, well, then forget about it. Anyway, they go on to say this. Each year, Gallup surveys Americans on their favorability in regards to 25 major industries in the country. And in the latest release this week, we see some precipitous declines that should shake the constitutions of the fist-shaking pro athletes. Of all the sectors measured in the survey, professional sports suffered the biggest drop in support, falling all the way to 23rd on the list and settling barely above the federal government. Wow. That is, I mean, that's amazing. It says the negative impressions by Americans now see sports underwater by double digits, with 30% favorable to a 40% unfavorable. Now, as I go back and kind of recap the meritocracy of sports, I grew up loving sports. I grew up loving sports figures. I knew they were fallible. I knew they drank, womanized, whatever, but that didn't matter. It was about their commitment to the sport. I was willing to over, I mean, and I'm not saying that it was highlighted because they didn't, it wasn't like highlighted all the time what these guys were doing. You got to figure, you know, high-tuned athletes like this, they get the chicks, right? I mean, that's just the way it is. So it wasn't even part of the equation. It was just the idea of what they put into the sport. And as an athlete myself, I knew what it took to train to get to the level of proficiency that I had to get to. And I marveled at what I had to do every single day to get to the level that I got to in sports. And it was not easy. I remember saying in the gym when I would be kicking the bag how much I could not stand whoever my opponent was going to be. Why? Because that person was making me work hard. But I respected him. I respected that that person was training, probably saying the same thing about me. And it was a mutual respect. And you can watch guys. They can talk plenty of crap before a boxing match or a kickboxing match or whatever. And then after the match, they go up and they shake each other's hand. You want to know why? Or they, you know, give each other a hug. Because they respect what it took to get into that ring. And what, how you push them to do something so difficult. And we've sort of lost this because it's all lost in, and oh, I'm entitled to be this. And we keep stats that are meaningless stats on how many times you, and you know, I don't know, avoided the sack. Maybe a big deal, but you know, it's become, let's just keep all these stats so I can make as much money as I possibly can so I can be a social justice warrior, whether I'm good enough to make it or not. Anyway, we're going to talk more about this when I get back. Listening to Kevin Jackson. Keep it here.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Despite a stimulus package having seemingly stalled, the outlook of the economy is pointed in the right direction, according to White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow. He tells CNBC that while not every data point looks positive, the economy is progressing in the right direction.
You know, 5 months, give us time. This thing, you can't rebuild it overnight. I think some people are way too pessimistic about the economy. They may be in denial about the economy. But I think the overall outlook has improved immeasurably right now.
Illinois' governor is enacting tighter restrictions amid a spike in COVID-19 cases. Bars and restaurants in four counties will be prohibited from serving customers indoors beginning on Friday. The limit on public gatherings is also being lowered to 25. The four counties surrounding Chicago are seeing positive test rates near 10%. This is USA Radio News. The makers of OxyContin will plead guilty to federal charges related to the opioid crisis. Drug maker Purdue Pharma is expected to plead guilty to charges of conspiracy to defraud the United States and violating anti-kickback laws. The company's plea deal will be part of a more than $8 billion settlement with the Justice Department. The company has long faced accusations that its actions helped start the opioid crisis in the United States. Tropical storm watches are in effect in Bermuda as the latest Atlantic storm strengthens into a hurricane. Epsilon is expected to approach the island on Thursday and could make a direct hit. It's currently around 400 miles to the east of Bermuda. Large swells generated by the storm are already affecting Bermuda, the Bahamas, and the Greater Antilles. While not expected to make landfall in the U.S., the Northeast could see high winds and dangerous surf conditions this weekend as Epsilon moves into the North Atlantic. This is USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Played that clip the other day of Kobe Covington, I think that's his name, and he gave a shout out to the president. He says November the 3rd, we're going to kick, you think I kicked some butt today in the ring, wait till you see what Trump does to Biden on November the 3rd. And I love that, because see, that guy's got to get in the ring and he's got to back it up. He puts his politics out there and says, I love this country, I love first responders, I love my president, and I'm willing to put that out there. That's the way it used to be. Sports was synonymous with that American spirit, digging deep. And suddenly, you know, these sports figures now all seem to hate the country. They hate the president. They hate the police. They hate authority. They hate, and none of it even matters to them. In the scheme of things, none of it really technically matters because it doesn't fit them. It doesn't fit their lives. Anyway, I'm reading from the Atlantic. Well, from an article in Red State that mentioned these statistics of how far sports has fallen. And it's finally double-digit upside down. 30% of people find professional sports favorable. 40% do not. Biggest fall of any industry, 25 industries, it's above only the federal government. That's how far it's fallen in just a few years. But they go on to say this. Things are even more bleak in the metrics. This decline was not that the number moved by one sector rebelling against the actions in athletics in all categories measured. Pay attention, people listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. Gender, race, age, politics. Pro sports saw sharp declines of support. So let me give you the numbers. And I don't like doing numbers on radio, but I think this, you'll get it. Among all adults, favorability plunged -30%. And a particular alarm should be that wage earners in the 35 to 45 group age group dropped 44%. Non-white Americans fell a sharp 35%. Even the most supportive sector, Democrats, fell a lower 5%. But among those declaring to be independent, there was a 36% drop in approval, where that category harbored a positive impression last year of plus 25%. They now sit with a negative 10% approval. Now, let me tell you what this means, because these are just numbers that, right, this only involves the sports, NFL, NBA, and Major League Baseball. No, it isn't. This all, folks, is a metaphor. It is a bellwether of what's happening in this country. And it is showing you that Donald Trump's attack on these athletes, saying you are un-American. You are lying to people when you go out there and do it. And by the way, we recognize the disingenuous nature of what you do because you're making millions of dollars and you're propagating lies. None of this is true. And I'm going to clamp down on you from the moment he told Kaepernick, you shouldn't be taking a knee. You should stand for the anthem. Oh, look at him. It's racist. He just hates black people. And they went on and on and on, right? And what did Trump do? Anybody? Anybody? Yeah, he stayed the course. And so what happens? What happens is what should happen, is what's happening. These numbers. These numbers are Trump numbers. They're showing you exactly the way independents, who dropped 36%, independents, they're saying, we approve of Donald Trump. That shift is a shift in our direction. Democrats, 5%. Does that seem like a little bit? That's a shift in our direction. I'm just telling you. All of this is a shift. Even minorities, blacks said, I don't want to watch it. That's 35%. What have I been telling you is going to be the black vote for Donald Trump? Did I tell you it would approach 40%? Did I say that to you? I'm just curious. Anybody? Hello, hello. Is this thing on? Is this thing on? Yes. I've been telling you that Donald Trump is polled at 22% for the black vote in one poll, 25% in another, and another one had him at 39. And I said, don't be surprised if Trump gets to 40. 35% of blacks watching the NFL, NBA, etc., has said, we are sick of it. That's what those numbers represent. And here's what they go on to say. What needs to be highlighted is this poll was not driven by leading questions. People were not asked specifically if the activism was driving him off, nor given, have the protests changed your impression of sports queries. This was a general impression poll asked of numerous industries. And these are sobering returns. They show that there is a real visceral feeling that the fans are being repelled by the antics in the stadium. So let's get into the other numbers that matter, right? Let's get into those numbers. Well, let me read the rest of this real quick. It says, until the leagues are willing to admit this is having a direct and recognizable negative impact, it will continue. LeBron James is in the news far more often over social politics than for the game he plays. I can honestly tell you, I don't know a LeBron James stat. If you were to say to me, how many points is he scoring per game? How many dunks? How many rebounds? I could. You might as well just shoot me. I don't know whether he's league leader or league loser. But I'll tell you this, he's league loser in terms of what he's costing the NBA. And if the NBA were smart, they'd shut him down. They'd say, you need to shut your big mouth and just play basketball. But they won't do it. But he says, coaches like Steve Kerr and Stan Van Gundy are vocal about their distaste for segments of this country, all while they have praised and defended the human rights violations in China. So see, people see that too. But let's get to the stats. NBA, down 45%. But get from their previous, from 2019, down 45%. Now, I talked about this the other day. What do you need to lose in a business that your business drops 45% and you don't change course? That's insane. As a former management consultant, I would tell you, you are in absolute triage. You better figure out what the model is. And this is year, and I'm not saying they lost 45% every year, but from 2019 to this year, they blame COVID. It is not COVID. It isn't the Wu flu. It's been dropping every year since the Kaepernick crap and since they did what they started doing. And the Black Lives Matter stuff that's on there hasn't helped at all. I gave you some statistics on people with Black Lives Matter, what they feel about that. That's dropping. It won't be another season. Let me make a prediction. It won't be another season before the NBA slowly takes away the Black Lives Matter thing off the courts and off of it, and they'll pretend that it didn't happen. But here's what SportsKita had to say. Despite two entertaining conference finals being played, the NBA ratings are down, according to a report by Real GM. The Game 2 thriller between, I'm not even going to say the teams, went right down to the wire and concluded with one player making a three-point shot. It averaged 3.7 million viewers. They said that made the other game, Game 2, the least watched conference finals since 2003. With so much going on in the another state, that doesn't matter, because I'm not going to give these guys any press. I don't want you to have to know who's playing, who's winning, whatever. So I don't even get the last comment, because the last sentence of this report, because I don't watch any sports. Now here's another one. Even a buzzer-beating team win could not keep the NBA ratings afloat opposite Sunday Night Football. And I'm going to get to Sunday Night Football in a second. Airing directly opposite NBC Sunday Night Football Game 2 of the NBA Western Conference Finals averaged 1.75 rating, 3.17 million viewers on TNT, marking the league's smallest conference final audience since the Piston Nets Game 4 in 2003, which had 2.72 million. No other conference final game since 2001 has averaged fewer viewers. I don't know what happened in 2001 or in 2003, but I do know what's happening this year. And it's the NBA, the NFL, shooting themselves in the foot. Now, here's what they said about the NFL. Historically, the highest-rated program of the year, Sunday Night Football, is a closely watched barometer of how the NFL ratings ebb and flow. Sunday night's game was a marquee matchup, and I'm going to go ahead and say these teams because I think you'll get it, of the Patriots and the Seahawks. Now, the Patriots no longer have Jim Brady, or what's his name, something Brady. So the people are wanting to see what's going on. Well, anyway, it came down to the final play. So they said, even so, ratings in initial, and I love this part, we have to stress, initial returns were down from last week, according to Deadline. They say ratings are always lower in the initial returns, as not all markets report, blah, blah, blah. But here's what they're doing is they have to sell you on the idea that these ratings are down. But don't freak out, because it's only the initial ratings. We'll see what happens. Let me tell you what Sunday Night Football used to represent. It was almost amazing. It was almost like it wasn't a Super Bowl, but you couldn't wait to watch. Now, I'm speaking of myself, but Sunday Night Football was a ritual for me. I wanted to see who was playing. I mean, dun, 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 dun. I couldn't wait. I don't even think about Sunday Night Football. I haven't thought Sunday Night Football in years, and I bet many of you feel the same. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Every day, we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 866-657-8517. 866-657-8517. That's 866-657-8517.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Yes, ma'am.
Do you think that this sort of brings the importance of elections and voting into focus? I mean, the reason why there's likely going to be a third conservative justice in the court is because President Trump won the election. Senate Republicans won the majority. What is the message now to Democrats in terms of the importance of winning elections?
It's not just a message to Democrats. It's a message to the American people. Oops, sorry. Getting used to this.
It's a message to the American people, which is so much of what you value is at stake, and it affects individuals. My daughter and her wife were sitting together at our Rosh Hashanah dinner when we heard the news of the terrible tragedy of Justice Greenberg, Ginsburg's passing, and one of them looked to the other and said, do you think our right to marry, they're married already, but will be preserved? So this matters to the American people. It's way beyond politics. But it means that if the American people care about these issues, they should let their Republican senators, who seem to be lining up lockstep, that they shouldn't be voting for this nominee, and then they have the opportunity at the ballot box, just 40-some-odd days away, to change it.
Hear, hear, Chuck Schumer. Hear, hear. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. That was Chuck Schumer avoiding the question, which is, haven't the American people spoken? They elected Donald Trump. He's president. You had your shot at the ballot box. You lost. Even after all the cheating you did, everything else, you lost. And Schumer, my daughter and her wife, of course, he's got to try to pander to the LGBT vote. And he says, they were concerned. Could we stay married? Well, first of all, you're not really married. You can call yourself that, but you're usurping the word, but you're not married. I wish you luck in your union, in whatever you call it. Make it stronger than marriage, but you're not married. Nobody's taking away your right as a citizen. If you want to be gay, be gay. I know there's some Republicans that may differ, some conservatives that may differ on this issue than I do, but the majority of us, I've spoken to far too many of you. I know this, you don't care. You got gay kids, you got gay cousins, you got gay uncles and aunts. You got gay friends, you don't care. You're not gay, you're not going to be gay. You're not even tempted to be gay. Your gaydar is so low on the meter that it just doesn't even register. But they think you hate gays. I had a conversation with a reporter the other day. I said, you people have got us so screwed up. You want to believe these negative things about us, but you know it's not the case. You know, and this is a reporter for The Intercept, where I gave no comment. No comment. My comments were off the record. But with respect, you know, I was explaining to her how the perception of conservatism and what the media does, you know, they're horrible people. But that's not what I want to talk to you about right now. In this particular segment, I want to ask you to consider the election and consider all these things. And I want to challenge you to think for yourself for just a bit. So as you consider the election, I want to ask you, I want to remind you of a few things, and then I want us to sort of openly discuss, and I'm going to try to peek into your brain as I'm doing this, because obviously I don't have you to talk to. But Trump won against all odds in 2016. And we can recap them. The Democrats flatly did not believe this man could win. I don't believe I've ever seen a group of people more adamant that Donald Trump would not win the election. Go back and listen to it. It's mind-boggling. Movie stars, entertainers, politicians, all guaranteed us that Donald Trump would not win the election. And many of the so-called conservatives and Republicans, they pretty much said, we're conceding this. We got the wrong candidate. The Democrats shoehorned in Donald Trump so they could defeat him. I mean, this is exactly what they did. Then when Donald Trump started getting strong, they created this Russian conspiracy when he says, yeah, hey, Putin, if you got Hillary's emails, why don't you release them? And that became the impetus for Crossfire Hurricane and all these other ways to destroy him. And Barack Obama, in every way, shape, and form, weaponized the Justice Department against him. I'm going to tell you, we already know this. Much of what we talk about every single day, you know. But I'm going to give you some nuance here in a minute. We know everything they tried to do to stop him, and he still won. Now, I'll ask you this. In 2020, given that as the backdrop, do you think that maybe the pendulum has swung just a little bit towards Donald Trump? And I'm asking you this. I'm not trying to give you the answer. I'm saying, is the DOJ still as weaponized against Trump as it was before? Because I don't believe Barr is against Trump. I think Eric Holder was.
I certainly don't believe Trump is against himself, but I know Obama was. I do believe that the leader of the FBI, Christopher Wray, still is doing some shenanigans in there, and he needs to be fired. So in that one, we would say it's even. I believe that many of the FBI, the underlings, are no longer as dyed in the wool against Trump as they were when they had Comey as their boss. So I would put that in the plus column for Trump. In other words, go through in whatever way, shape, or form you do it. This is your exercise. I'm just challenging you to do it. And ask yourself, do you think Trump has a little bit more in his favor this time or less? Let's look at the media. Do you think that the media is less effective or more effective against Trump in 2016 versus 2020? I'm going to give you my opinion. I think the media is less effective against Trump. I've done a couple of segments on the program and in various broadcasts explaining how the media, this all is backfiring on the media when it comes to Donald Trump. So I think you know my take, but I want you to determine. Do you think the media is more effective against Trump or less effective? Do you believe, remember the Twitter? Oh, he shouldn't use Twitter. Do you think that people now go, oh my gosh, I'm so glad he tweets. He sends them spinning. Whatever. I'm challenging you to think. This is not for Kevin Jackson of the KevinJacksonShow.com. This is for you. 844-551-8255. Now, I have another question for you. Ask yourself how a man who actually accomplishes things in his previous life, he is a person who's done something. He didn't make money in finance, moving money around. When Donald Trump gets something, let's say it's a piece of land, he does something to it. He modifies it. And he modifies it to such a degree that he's willing to put his name on it. So I want you to think of the presidency as a piece of land. And Donald Trump has made a commitment to buy this land 4 years ago. And he bought it. And we're 4 years later. Can you see the building that's coming up? Can you see the resort that's being built? Ask yourself this. What happens in 4 more years? Understanding Trump's, I want you to use his business as a metaphor for the presidency. What do you think he's going to build? You think he's going to build something that his name is on and it's going to be crap? Or do you think he's going to build something where he says, my name is going to have meaning? This metaphorical building that I'm building politically is going to have meaning. People are going to remember this building. It's going to be big. It's going to be beautiful. And Mexico is going to pay for it. Are you following me? Ask yourself, what did George Bush build? He got shoehorned in to be part owners of the Texas Rangers, and he did a couple of other, things that Daddy let him able to do. He did nothing that has the Bush's name and the Bush legacy. What about Clinton? What did he build? What did he do before? He was a ward of the government. What about Obama? Is his name, go back and look at his private life and tell yourself, what legacy did Obama have prior to the presidency, and why does he have such a crappy legacy today? Because I have the answer for you. 4 years under his belt, and Donald Trump has learned the presidency. He's taken a piece of metaphorical land, and he started building a building. Do you know the expertise it takes to build a building? As you consider his campaign, I want you to think about what goes into building a building. The architecture, understanding the planning, the zoning, and all the prep that has to go into it. From the foundation, the rebar, the steel that gets built into it, and then finally, the final building that reaches up into the heavens. And then inside, what's it going to look like? All this thought that has to go into it. I want you to understand what the campaign is doing. These are people that understand how to build big, magnificent things that Trump ultimately puts his name on. So as you question, I wonder how the campaign is doing. Kevin Biden, you're going to cheat, and then it's going to be contested, and then all this. Do you think that you can leave anything to chance when you put a 40, 50-story building up into the air and you say to yourself, I hope it doesn't fall. I hope it works out. Or do you look at every little detail? Think about that and get back with me.
This is the Kevin
Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.